It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we bring you the latest music and interviews from the bands that make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll do a throwback from Above the Moon, preview the Oceanborn Hook and Ladder Fire Company's Pumpkin Fest, do a great track from Chris Brown, check in with Cooper Royd from Lunatic Fringe, and talk with Alan Smith of the Porchistas. Then Fall and Forest Music Festival rocks Montclair on October 19th and 20th. But first, on the phone is Darren Fisher of These Wolves. Catch them at Debonair Music Hall in Teaneck this Saturday, October 13th. Darren, thanks for calling into the show.
Thank you for having me, Tom.
Dude, it's a total pleasure to have you back. And I know you have some new releases coming out. We'll talk about those in a moment. But first, let's talk about this show at Debonair Music Hall on October 13th. I understand it's a fully acoustic set.
Yes, we're going on at like 6:30 for Camp Stock. It's like an all-day festival. A bunch of bands are coming out. There's going to be free giveaways and contests and stuff like that. But yeah, we go on at 6:30. It's going to be a full acoustic set. It's going to be the last show that I do until the new year, and then 2019 I'm going to try to bring like a full band, but this is going to be the last show for the new year, so I hope people will actually come.
Well, it's October 13th. How could someone get tickets for this show?
They can go to thesewolves.com, and they can contact me directly on social media as well. I have pre-sale tickets if they want them.
Now, These Wolves, you know, for those who don't know, this is your music project, so it's not just a regular band. Do you use different artists when you do your live shows, or is it always the same backing musicians?
It's different for the like full band, like videos, like music videos. Stevie Kellner, who plays bass in all the videos, he actually produces the songs. And Mike Caminetti, he's from a band called Cloud of Filter. He plays drums on the songs, and he's also featured in the video. For this show on the 13th, my buddy Ian, who I went to high school with, he's going to play lead guitar while I sing and play rhythm guitar. So it's a bunch of different people. I also have a guest on the next video that I'm doing. It's called Holly Says Go. Siobhan from the band The Fuzz is going to be featured on that song. I don't know if you've checked them out yet, but you definitely should. The Fuzz.
And we've featured you as the Jersey Rock Video of the Week, I'm pretty sure more than once. You always have amazing music videos, high production quality there. You have a new video coming out October 26th. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the song is No Ocean. It was really cool. We did it with a new director, Alex from Black Wolf Imaging, and he was super great. We did it in 2 days, did it at the Art Factory, and I built like a DIY rain machine, so like it's pouring on us. We also had like a galvanized horse trough, which we cut out in the video, and that was super cold. And then Alex, we went to the Sandy Hook Beach and filmed some there, and he almost lost his camera in the ocean. So that was fun. But yeah, No Ocean comes out October 26th. Yeah, it should be a good time.
Look forward to seeing the video, and of course, we're about to premiere that track. Tell us about No Ocean.
No Ocean is basically a song about my battle with depression and feeling like you're being submerged in water. So No Ocean is basically me telling myself, no matter how bad it gets, I'm going to be okay, and I could beat it, and basically nothing's going to hold me down, and even if I feel alone, I shouldn't be afraid.
And when this single is available on October 26th, how can someone get a copy of it?
They can go on to Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon MP3, Google Play. It's going to be on all digital retailers.
And what's the best way for someone to stand up with everything that These Wolves is doing?
You can visit thesewolves.com. I update that pretty frequently. And also social media, facebook.com/thesewolves. And at Instagram and Twitter, at these_wolves.
Darren Fisher of These Wolves. Catch them at Debonair Music Hall in Teaneck this Saturday, October 13th. Keep an eye out for a brand new music video and the single you're about to hear on October 26th. Darren, thank you so much for going into the show.
Thank you for having me, Tom.
Hell yeah, dude. It's always a pleasure. Right now, let's do that track. Here's These Wolves with No Ocean on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
John from Above the Moon, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Just how much I knew that. place, but wrong time. And I could see in your face that I.
Above the Moon, rocking the throwback track with a killer hook. That's Stop Trying, a 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock podcast. That track is off the band's Distance at the Same EP. They have a new EP out called Patterns You Create. The video for the lead single, Underneath Alice, is up on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Catch that with the Pharmacy in Philadelphia on November 3rd and the Asbury Hotel on November 30th. More info at AboveTheMoonMusic.com. On the phone is Mike Lopolis of Oceanboard Hook and Ladder Fire Company. Their Pumpkin Fest fundraiser event takes place on Sunday, October 14th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Hook and Ladder Firehouse located at 21 Main Street in Oceanport. Mike, thanks for going to the podcast.
Thanks for having me on, Tom.
Dude, this looks like a great fall event. You got pumpkin picking, music, giveaways, a bunch of stuff. Tell us about Pumpkin Fest.
We wanted to do something that would give back to the community as well as help benefit our fire company because we solely run on the donations of the volunteers and residents of the town. So we decided to create Pumpkin Fest, which was one member's original idea, and then it kind of snowballed into a big event.
You know, there are many volunteer emergency services, first aid, fire throughout the state of New Jersey, and donations are very important. How important is a fundraiser like this to your fire company?
This takes a lot of the burden off of paying bills and just a multitude of things that keep our fire company and volunteer organization afloat. And the more donations and volunteers and everything makes the whole organization thrive. And many hands make light work when it comes to answering a fire call or just helping someone out in town.
If somebody would like to help out the Oceanboard Hook and Ladder Fire Company, how could they do so? Other than coming to Pumpkin Fest, obviously.
If someone would like to reach out to us or contact us, you can find our Facebook page at Oceanport Hook and Ladder Fire Company, or you can call us at 732-542-6928 and leave us a message.
Now again, October 14th, it's a Sunday. You're going to be there for 6 hours, a bunch of cool stuff going on. And, you know, there's so many different fall activities we have here in Monmouth and Ocean County in the, this time of year. But this is really, really a local neighborhood event, right?
Correct. And it's something for everything, everybody in the whole family, from the kids to the adults, that everything is there all in one spot.
And how could somebody find out more about Pumpkin Fest?
Again, you can contact our Facebook page, and the link is up there, as well as, I believe you said, it is on the community events page on the RAT
We have a link to that on the Jersey Rock page as well. Mike Lopolis of Oceanboard Hook and Ladder Fire Company. Don't miss Pumpkin Fest Sunday, October 14th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Hook and Ladder Firehouse, 21 Main Street in Oceanboard. Mike, thanks for calling into the Jersey Rock podcast.
Thanks for having me on, Tom.
Hell yeah, dude. Good luck on October 14th.
Thanks.
Right now, let's do a great track from Asbury Park's own Chris Brown. Here's Gunshots and Bombs. 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock podcast.
First thing this morning, I turned on the news. Saw the hope for the future hanging by a noose. The American dreams, 6 feet under the ground. I'd swear that we learned to fly. Just to shoot down. When I hear gunshots at night, I'm just glad they're not bombs. I think the world would agree to hear nothing at all. Let the sins of our past wash away with the tide. Don't worry, baby, I'm right by your side. Religion and science are both constructs of man. Can't tell me what to believe and what I can't. We've got to count on each other to open our eyes. With a little faith, hope, and love, we can maybe survive. When I hear gunshots at night, I'm just glad they're not bombs. I think the world would agree to hear nothing. Wash away with the tide. Don't worry, baby, I'm right by your side. When I hear gunshots at night, I'm just glad. I think the world would agree to hear nothing at all. Let the sins of our past wash away with the tide. Don't worry, baby, I'm right by your side.
Chris Brown with Gunshots and Bombs on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off his One More Night EP. You can score it at chrisbrownap.com. And don't miss Chris Brown at the Asbury Underground on October 13th. It's a free music and art crawl through 32 venues in downtown Asbury Park. It features visual art, spoken word, stand-up comedy, and music from 200 different Jersey rockers. Catch Chris at Mogo at 1:30. Learn more at asburyunderground.com. On the phone is Cooper Boyd of Lunatic Fringe. Catch them at Dingbats on October 19th for the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Cooper, thanks for calling into the show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Oh, dude, it's a pleasure to have you on the Jersey Rock Podcast. I've got your EP, The Freak Show, here in studio. What went into producing this disc?
It was actually a really tiny room we recorded it in Rockland County, and it was kind of a tasking project. We had to record each instrument, all the songs, like one day at a time. But, we just had to clear out everything to make room for the next instrument. It took a really long time. But, we went into the studio all prepared. The songs were all written already. So it was quick laying down the tracks. It was just very tedious. And it came out good for what we had.
How could someone get a copy of The Freak Show?
We have it on CD. We have it vinyl. We actually have cassettes. We're kicking it old school. And it's on all digital streaming platforms. We're on iTunes, Spotify, all that good stuff.
October 19th over at Dingbats in Clifton. You're billing it as The Freak Show meets the Rocky Horror Picture Show. What can people expect from Lunatic Fringe that night?
Well, we're going to try to do our most spooky songs because we try to do some fun stuff, but this time we're going to make it a super dark show just because it's Halloween, and what better band to see on Halloween than us. But I don't know, man. For the tango, we usually do a little bit. Our song, The Tango Crispy, we do a little bit with roses and stuff. We throw roses out. Other than that, just a good time. You know, it's a energetic show. We're all young and, you know, have a lot of fun up there, so should be something to look forward to. We just put our all in it.
How could someone get tickets?
We're selling them pre-sale, physically, like those little papers, DAA prints. And you could buy them at the door, too. I think that's about it, though.
Looking ahead, you guys have some new material in the works. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're currently working on some new stuff. You know, songwriting, it's a little rough because I'm the main songwriter in the band, and I have trouble finishing songs. I'll have an idea, and then, you know, I'll end up not liking it after a while. So it takes a while, but I want to make sure everything I write we all like, and it's just fun to play, and we never get tired of it. But, yeah, we're trying to experiment, you know, branch out into different genres and stuff, but keep it heavy. It's all still in drop C and drop C sharp and all that. Yeah, trying to branch out and listening to, like, a lot of musicals and stuff to get inspiration. So it's going to be more than just a metal album.
What's the best way for someone to stay on top of everything that Lunatic Fringe is up to?
Follow us on social media. We're on Facebook at Lunatic Fringe Band, Instagram, Lunatic Fringe Official. We have a mailing list. If you go to our website, lunaticfringe.com, you can see what's up with that. And there's merch on there and all that good stuff. That's pretty much all we're on.
The track we're doing off of your EP, The Freak Show, tell us about Just a Little More.
Musically, like with the guitars and stuff, I am a huge Beach Boys fan. I love that 50s kind of surfer vibe. And it's also very Halloween kind of thing. I kind of get that vibe, like Monster Mash. So I wanted to make it almost like a horror story. So I just kind of blended those two together, did that old 50s clapping rhythm. And that song came out and ended up being pretty long, which I like, just because it kind of builds and builds and there's a whole key change and stuff. But it's just a fun song. I was writing all heavy stuff, and then that was, I think, the third song I wrote on that album or EP. And I just wanted that one to be a fun one that people can kind of dance to at a metal show, which you don't see very often.
Cooper Boyd of Lunatic Fringe. Catch them at the Rocky Horror Picture Show at Dingbats in Clifton on October 19th. Cooper, thank you for calling into the show.
Awesome, man. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Hell yeah, man. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Lunatic Fringe with Just a Little More on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Thank you.
Lunatic Fringe with Just a Little More on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off the Freak Show EP, available now at lunaticfringeband.com. Catch them at Dingbats in Clifton on October 19th for the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Learn more at dingbatsnj.com. On the phone is Alan Smith of the Porchistas. You can catch them at their Fall on Forest Music Festival in Montclair, October 19th and 20th. Also playing Tierney's Halloween Bash on October 27th. Alan, thanks for calling into the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah, dude. Now, we have your latest album, Porch Drive. What went into producing that disc?
So we tried to do something a little different because CDs are, you know, just it's hard to sell CDs nowadays. So we released a 10-song album, but it's on a flash drive, and the flash drive is actually a wristband. People can find it online. It's kind of stylish, and you can plug the flash drive into a USB port in your car, and it plays like a CD, or you could download it on your computer and burn it like a CD, or you could play it right off your computer. So people sort of really responded to it well. We sold a lot of them at our CD release, and it's also a music that we really love that was produced in our bass player's home studio. He has a recording studio in his basement in Verona, New Jersey.
How could someone get a hold of that?
You could go on our Bandcamp page, the Porchistas Bandcamp page, or CD Baby. But we prefer the Bandcamp page.
Now, the Fall on Forest Music Festival, it's a big event you guys are putting on in Montclair, October 19th and 20th. Tell us about that.
All right, so we have a home studio. You know, there's not that many places to play in Montclair, so we try to create a space to host our friends and to play shows when we don't have a local venue. So we built a few stages in my house, one indoors and one outdoors. And we wanted to do a fall festival before our Halloween show. So we're pulling in 12 bands from around the state. We have some coming from South Jersey, Bone and Marrow, Lowlight, and a whole bunch of bands coming from North Jersey, Lake Effect, a band called the UNIs, the Porchistas, obviously. And you could find the link to that show, a will call list, at the Fall on Forest Festival Porchistas. And it's going to be a great day.
Beyond October 19th and 20th, you're also rocking Tierney's Halloween Bash on the 27th. How could someone get tickets for that show?
There's also a link up on a Facebook page, or you could go into the bar. Tierney's Tavern is an 85-year-old family-old timber frame establishment. It's a real old, rustic bar with a great music room upstairs. We've been doing the Halloween show every year for 5 or 6 years, and it sells out every year, so if people want to come to it, we do a theme every year. This year is classic horror. We have costume contests, dance contests. The bar provides cash prizes and other prizes. The defending champions are a local big ska R&B band that play with us every year, and it's one of the best Halloween parties in the state every year.
What's the best way for someone to stand out of everything the Porchistas are up to?
Boy, I would say our website, theporchistas.com, where you could see a whole host of our videos. And also, if you just want to see our whole body of music work, our Bandcamp page, theporchistas.bandcamp.com. We have, I think, 6 full-length albums, a couple EPs, and a whole host of music all over the rock genre.
The track we're going with is Intervention. Tell us about this song.
All right. Actually, it was a time when I was going through a little bit of a rough period. I lost a couple good friends, and I was sort of going through a hard time with another friend of mine, an Asbury woman, Kara. And we were sort of hanging out in the Highlands, just trying to get through a couple, you know, difficult moments in life. And I was just writing music, and we both kind of felt like we were giving each other an intervention, and we were going through some. We were calling it Wellness Weeks, and it just turned into a song about the a whole host of things, depression and anxiety and addiction, and kind of turned into more of like a fun beat about a not so fun topic.
Alan Smith of the Porchistas. Catch their Fall on Forest Music Festival in Montclair at their home studio October 19th and 20th, and then Tierney's Halloween Bash on October 27th. Alan, thanks again for calling into the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Hell yeah, dude. Right now, let's do that track. Here's the Porchistas with Intervention on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Wellness Weeks, Wellness Weeks, Intervention, Intervention. Wellness Weeks, Wellness Weeks, Intervention, Intervention. Wellness Weeks, Wellness Weeks, Intervention, Intervention.
intervention. Wellness Weeks, Wellness Weeks. Intervention, intervention. Baptized in the contaminated bay. Fisherman say go away. We say no, we have to play. Intervention, intervention. Lost in a storm, 1,000 miles from the shore. Ocean moshing, comfortable and warm. Now you finally got your song. I'm drowning, I like it. Wellness Weeks, Wellness Weeks. Intervention, intervention. Wellness Weeks, Wellness Weeks. Intervention, intervention. Wellness Weeks, Wellness Weeks. Intervention, intervention. Wellness Weeks, Wellness Weeks. Intervention, intervention.
Drive album's out now. You can score a copy of the Porchistas.bandcamp.com. Don't miss their Fall in the Forest Music Festival in Montclair on October 19th and 20th. We're also rocking Tierney's Halloween party on October 27th. More info on the Jersey Rock page and at facebook.com/theporchistas. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page, WRAT.com, every Monday for a new episode, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter and Club Rat at WRAT.com to have it delivered straight to your email. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on Jersey Rock, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.